Today, a couple of Paul Bunyan Country's best anglers talk about a couple of Paul Bunyan Country's best lakes. Carl and Tony talk Red and Mille Lacs next.
Shorty, I won't ever understand my shorties be mad when all I wanna do is stick my toes in the sand. There's nothing wrong with champagne, dancing and such, but the nightlife in the city don't impress me much. I don't feel right in the club, I'd rather be out, sitting in my 14-footer catching some trout. The fishes all tremble at the thought of me when I'm F-I-S-H-I-I-N, Paul Bunyan Country.
Welcome back to Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Red Lake's been spectacular to start the year. No surprise there. Carl Adams from Timberline Sports and Black Duck has the details. Carl, we've had a couple of weeks of fishing in, and we needed it with the kind of winter we've been having. It was terrible ice fishing. And then we got this COVID-19 thing, and finally people were able to get out and get some fishing. And I know weather was lousy opening weekend, but I don't think it mattered to a lot of people. I think people were just glad to fish.
It didn't, and I agree with you. I think that as soon as we saw it the next weekend, there was even more people glad to fish because the weather was a little nicer. So that was good to see. But no, people are anxious to get outside and do things and move around again because everybody's been cooped up for a while. So they're anxious to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And in Minnesota, once you get to this time of year, you can't beat our weather. It's pretty nice out there.
It is, and this week is spectacular. So I would think this weekend with opening bass as well, it's going to be just even more activity. And so far from what I've heard, Carl, the bite has been pretty good.
It has been pretty good. Obviously, north of us in Red Lake has been phenomenal. It always is for opener. The guys that are making up there, and there's lots of people traveling to there. That's been the hottest bite. Our other lakes, I think, are not any. They're probably a little slower than normal. Even it just seems like that water was really cold. But that's taken into effect counting opening weekend where we didn't have really nice weather and people were anxious to get out fishing and did get out fishing, but I don't think the bite was quite as good as normal. I think by this weekend with this nice weather, I think all of the lakes should be really good now. I think things are going to get back to full swing, and with all the water warming up, it should be a really good bite.
Definitely should be, and I would expect we're still going to be, by and large, doing a jig and minnow type thing.
I think so. I'm already starting to hear a few reports off leeches and crawlers, so we will start to see that. And I tell everybody for every Memorial Day that you might want to bring everything with because it's right at that time where you might see it starting to change. But as long as there are spot-tail shiners around, and there are plenty right now, there's almost always a good jig and minnow bite on the lakes that have a big shiner population. So that bite is still going to be going on. Black Duck will start to see some slip bobber and a leech. It happens every Memorial Day. The slip bobber and a leech bite gets to be pretty good, and I think that bite will be okay. And I think in general, the panfish will start biting a little better. Things are going to warm up, and everything should be going really well by this weekend.
So what have we heard on Red so far?
The bite has been very good, and it has been mainly that jig and a minnow bite like it usually starts, but we're already starting to see guys. If they like to troll cranks, they're trolling crankbaits and they're catching fish doing that. If they like to troll spinners, they've been able to troll spinners and catch some fish doing that. If they like to bobber fish, they can put a bobber out and catch fish doing that. So that bite has been, I would say, as good as a normal year, and with with plenty of traffic, lots of people getting up there and enjoying it. And it's been a really good bite.
And you're right, it always is. It's not usually the bite, it's usually can you get on the lake? That's the biggest question when it comes to Red.
Yeah, and that could be an issue at any time. If it switches and blows hard out of the west, we struggle. So we've had a couple of days where it's actually been kind of windy, but we've been lucky it's been an east wind. And those east winds these last couple of days, people can still get out on the water, and it doesn't seem to mess the bite up either. Where if we get a strong west wind, it stirs the Red Lake up, gets a little bit of sand in the water, and it seems like the fish kind of wait for that to settle out before they bite. And we haven't had that happen you know, just in the last few days. And so the bites really stayed real strong since opening day up there. And I think it's going to stay that way. I think we'll have a good bite for the next couple of weeks. The fish population seems healthy. I do have some guys complain about too many big fish, which is not the worst thing, but then you have other guys who catch all the right size fish. So there's different size schools of fish. If a guy moves around, if you spend some time up there, you're going to catch some fish, and it's going to enjoy a nice day on the water.
And typically Red Lake's got a wide swath of areas you can fish. There's not generally just one spot where they're going.
That is the case. So right now you can be almost anywhere along the shoreline. They're not out in the middle, but you can be almost anywhere along the shoreline. So people just spread out. There will be concentrated schools where you can get on it. But if you go down a little bit further away from people, a lot of times I just try to find someplace where there isn't anybody and get out there, and you can usually catch plenty of fish. It's, as long as you're close to that shoreline, you'll locate them. And that's the other thing where the troll and crankbait bite that will just keep getting better and better as the summer goes on. You can cover some water and locate a school where there isn't anybody around, and it ends up being really good fishing up there.
You know, I know over in the Leech Lake area, Cass Lake area here in Bemidji, there's a lot of guide businesses. What about up in your area in the Red Lake area? There are a lot of guides that are breathing a big sigh of relief this week, too?
I think I know quite a few of them. And again, this is myself included. Up until Monday, they weren't allowed to. And I think everybody is breathing a sigh of relief. All of the guys that make their living doing that kind of stuff. We're hoping to be able to get to take people out, and I think people are excited to get to go fishing again with some of them. A lot of people don't buy a boat because it's just as easy to go out with somebody and catch fish that way and make their trips that way, and those guys have been calling, and I think the uncertainty that they had until they opened it up was the hardest part for a lot of people, because guys are wanting to call and book, so they know they have room, but you didn't know for sure if you could or and all that stuff. So I think people are starting to feel a little better about all that, and things are starting to feel a little more like normal.
Yeah, indeed. I know I did hear from a lot of guides that said, you know, I've always, you know, had to work opening weekend. I've never gone fishing with my family. I got to go fishing with my family this year. Others say, I got to try some stuff I've never tried because, you know, I'm really dependent on getting fish in the boat. This time I was able to experiment. So there were some things you could do that maybe a lot of people hadn't done for the last 20 years on opening
weekend.
You know,
and that's always, it's one of the things I myself enjoy any time where I get to go fish by myself, because I never feel like I'm required to catch fish, where anytime you're going with other people, you're like, oh, we got to go do what's working the best, make sure we're catching lots of fish. But there, you know, fishing can be really enjoying even when the fish aren't biting, just trying to mess around, trying to find different ways to catch them and different spots to catch them. And it's enjoyable just to be on the water, whether the fish are biting or not. And when those days when there is no pressure on you, it's really enjoyable to get out fishing.
One of the other interesting things that's happened, Carl, and I'm sure you're well aware of this, is, you know, with a lot of basically all spring sports canceled, we saw an explosion in fishing license sales for this time, and new record sales for, you know, the 16 and 17-year-olds, which also indicate that there's a lot more 10 to 15-year-olds, for example, fishing as well. That's got to be a good sign for the future.
I do think that's a good sign for the future. And, you know, not only are the kids not allowed to play sports, but there's no sports for the kids, for the parents to go watch. There's not on TV to watch. You know, all that stuff has changed in our lives a lot. But the one thing a person can still do is get outside and enjoy some of the outdoor recreation. So I think there's more people walking, more people jogging, riding bike, doing all of those things. And fishing is one of the more enjoyable outdoor sports that there is around. And that's what we are seeing a lot of kids getting out fishing that probably would have been busy with spring baseball or spring track, and now they get to go out and enjoy the outdoors, and hopefully they'll remember that and do it for the rest of their life. So
absolutely, that's definitely what we're hoping for. And of course, this weekend, as we noted, the weather is going to be looks like it's going to be really good by and large to get some fishing in, and as you noted, so far we still have shiners. That's a good sign.
Yep, that is. And I think right now we're kind of looking at that the bait situation with this nice warm weather. Everything was cold that week before opener, and it made bait a little bit tougher for opener. But I think everything's kind of warmed up now. I think the bait situation will be a lot better for this weekend, and I think the bite will too. I think, you know, Red was a really strong bite, but some of our other lakes were a little slower than normal. I think all of them will start picking up, and I think the probably the next 2 to 3 weeks will be some of the peak fishing of the year. And it won't matter what lake or what species. I think all of them, when the lakes start to warm up here, which they are, we're going to have some excellent fishing coming up.
Carl, if people are heading up your way this weekend, what are the hours at Timberline Sports?
We open at 5:30 every morning and close at 10 Sunday through Wednesday, and are open until 11 on Thursday through Saturday.
All right. Carl Adams from Timberline Sports joining me today. Carl, thanks for the time today.
No problem. Thanks, Kevin.
Up next, we head south. Tony Roach talks Mille Lacs and more. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, celebrating our 30th year, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Checking in with Tony Roach, a great guide in the Mille Lacs area, great ambassador of fishing overall. Tony, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, right now, as we speak, you are out on Mille Lacs. How's the bite today?
Oh, pretty good. It's really nice out here. The wind's not blowing 100 miles an hour. Take that any day.
Well, certainly we had weather-wise, we had an awful opening weekend, but how has the overall bite been the first couple weeks of the walleye season?
The fishing's been incredible. The walleye fishing was great on opener, even though it was snowing, and I was just joking with my son the other day. I said, you know, hey, when's the last time you've been out fishing where we had an inch or two of snow in the boat? And he's like, last weekend, because it was, you know, the next weekend, you know, 65, 70 degrees, so right. Of course in Minnesota, if you don't like the weather, you just wait around a little bit, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. What are the fish been biting on so far?
So we've been pitching a lot of jigs and shiners. Jigs and plastics are starting to go. You know, the surface temps are rising right now. I'm seeing, you know, anywhere from 52 to 54 degrees, whereas opener, you know, it was like 46, 47. So, you know, just over that week and a half span, you know, we're up, you know, almost 7 degrees. So as surface temps start to rise, you know, your options open up. You can use a lot more techniques. You're not seeing all the fish that are compact into one little zone. They're moving around the lake. You're seeing even some of these, I wouldn't say mid-lake humps, but some of the secondary humps and secondary break lines are starting to see fish. A lot of these bigger females are starting to show up as well and put the feed bag on. You know, I love Memorial Day. I think Memorial Day weekend for me is kind of that prime time fishing, whether it's for walleyes, bass, smallmouth bass, pike. It's just electric, and there's really no wrong way to fish. But, you know, if you're fishing on Mille Lacs or heading to Mille Lacs this weekend, you know, it's been a really great pitching bite. So jigs and shiners, jigs and paddle tails, but not to say that you can't throw crankbaits or, you know, catch them on bobbers and leeches or rigging live bait with leeches, you know, so... there's really no wrong way to fish.
No, there really isn't. And the other great thing about Mille Lacs is, as you noted, you've got all the species, great numbers of smallmouth bass, just legendary numbers there. Good walleye bite these days, the pike you mentioned, and in another week we can go for muskies too.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you touched on smallmouth bass. This time of year, you know, right as surface temps get to 52, 53, upwards of 55, you know, these bass come out of their wintering areas, and it is my favorite time of year to fish. You know, mornings usually start out a little slow. The fish are a little bit lethargic, but then by the time the afternoon hits, it is incredible how aggressive these fish are, throwing jerk baits, throwing swim baits. It's like every cast, and it's trophy world-class fishing.
Well, Mille Lacs is definitely a gem, a beautiful lake, a big lake, but a lake that has certainly had some turmoil over the years, and sometimes for people it's hard to keep up with what's going on. So what can we do on Mille Lacs right now?
Enjoy fishing. you know, the fishing's really good, but yeah, you know, you can't keep walleye, you can't really harvest any fish on Mille Lacs. But you know, a lot of people are taking advantage of just being able to go out, like you said, and target trophy fish, target multi-species. yesterday, for example, we caught pike, we caught walleyes, we caught smallmouth all in the same location, and fishing them in 6 to 10 feet of water, it's pretty incredible. I mean, when you hit some of these areas where, you're getting 3-4 different species, and all of which are giant fish, you get a 26-inch walleye right next to a 20-inch smallmouth, and then a 35 to 36-inch pike is pretty fun.
It seems that the health of the Mille Lacs fishery right now is really, really good.
Yeah, it's coming around. There was a lot of question marks as far as gaps in year classes even a couple of years ago, but it seems like it's a lot more healthy. We're in a better situation than we were a few years ago. I sit on the Mille Lacs Fisheries Committee, and even though it's a slow process with any species, but it's particularly with walleyes and growth rates, trying to get year classes, under our belts, it doesn't seem like we've made a lot of progress. But if you look at the fishery as a whole, I think we're in really good shape. We're in better shape than we were, 3, 4, or even 5 years ago, when there was a lot of questions as far as invasive species and changing systems. I think things are starting to, settle down now and kind of settle into their own.
When I look in the mirror every morning to see the gray in my beard, I realize I've been around a long time, and I certainly recall, issues, big issues on red many, many years ago, leech after that, and now Mille Lacs. But it seems if it's a place that walleyes have historically done well, if we do the right steps, they'll be back.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm in the belief that, a lot of lakes are cyclical, and, you get it all over. Me and my guides, we fish a lot around Mille Lacs, a lot around the Brainerd area, Aiken, and it's funny how you get lakes that'll cycle where you'll have really, really good year classes of fish, and then either they get fished down or, just for one reason or the other, that, they change, and then, they're back 4, 5, 6 years. If you've got a lake that's really fertile, that can produce big fish, historically, maybe not year after year after year, but cyclically, you're going to find that you're going to catch big fish in those areas, or it's going to be a great fishery. Once again, it just needs time to heal or recover.
Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. I'm Kev Jackson, checking in with Tony Roach, who's been fishing on Mille Lacs today. If you want decent weather and fun fishing, Mille Lacs would be a great place to be this weekend, it sounds like.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Memorial Day weekend, seeing what's going on with the world and how people are traveling. We'll see how many people, take advantage of fishing on Mille Lacs and any of these other lakes. It's good to see people out fishing. Last weekend, obviously, with opener being cold, the traffic was way down. But then on these nice warm days, especially around the weekends, people are taking advantage of getting out and kind of social distancing in their boats. So it's really good to see.
No question, people need this more this year than they've needed in a long time. And yeah, social distancing and doing it the smart way is really key, obviously, but it's a much needed activity. And certainly we've seen people are ready to go. Unbelievable license sales this year, which I think for the long term state of fishing in this state is great news, especially when I heard record-breaking numbers for youth angling licenses. That's just really good news.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of families out in boats. I've taken advantage with my family. When you get lemons, you got to make lemonade, right? And during this time period, I spent a lot of time fishing with my kids, crappie fishing. This thing hit when we still had ice, and so me and the kids were out perch fishing and really just shed hunting. We tried to do as many outdoor activities as we could. I was joking around with everybody saying that I was the best science teacher you'd ever have, because I would take my kids and we'd go on nature hikes and looking for sheds, and then we were out perch fishing, and then we were out crappie fishing, then walleye fishing. So it was really fun to spend time with them when they don't have sports, they don't have school. We could just, be together as a family and have dinner every night, and so there was a silver lining in this whole deal.
I think so. You know, I think, and that's the healthy way to approach things like this. But from your perspective as a guy who makes your living in the outdoors, to have guiding back, I think, is obviously very, very important as well.
Yeah, it's for sure. To have your livelihood back, you know, when there was a lot of uncertainty and as far as we weren't sure when we're going to start working, started getting pretty nerve-wracking there for a while. When the governor announced, you know, we could start as of last Monday, it was a big sigh of relief for me, for a lot of people that depend on, people coming up and tourism in general. I know a lot of the resorts are still, you know, hoping that the restaurants and different things can open up slowly and we can do it safely, because, you know, anybody that lives in, you know, northern Minnesota that relies on tourism, you know, you have that short window in which you can kind of make your money for the season, and when that's in jeopardy or the longer it goes on, it's the harder and harder to recover from that. So it's good to see we're starting to get back to some normalcy.
Are you having to rebuild your appointments, or did you have some set and just kind of hung on to them in case?
Yeah, so I lost some obviously when we couldn't guide, and then there has been a few customers that choose one reason or the other not to come. Maybe it was work related. We do some corporate trips. I've lost a few of those. Also, just some customer of mine that are getting older that are still, you know, self quarantining that choose to do so. So we're just kind of playing it case by case. I've contacted a lot of my customers. A lot of them have reached out to me and said either they want to fish or not. And so we're just going from there. Or, you know, if people choose to not fish because they feel unsafe, then that's their option. But many others have chose to fish. They want to get out and do something. A lot of people have cabin fever or just ready to, you know, be out, and they feel like they can fish and be in our boats safely. It's kind of all across the board. But we haven't lost very many trips at all. Just the bigger corporate trips that, you know, a lot of the companies aren't allowing travel, so they're kind of under those constraints. And then, like I said, some older customers that are still concerned about, COVID and really, you know, self-quarantining and staying protected.
Okay. Hey, Tony, as a guy who's involved in this industry, you know all the products out there. Any new products out the last year or a few months that you're thinking are pretty good that we need to take a look at?
Well, electronics in general have changed so much, and really structure scanning, site scanning, you know, any of the new electronics that, you know, you can site image, that's just super intriguing. But it's also a very useful tool. You know, if you can look out to the side 80 feet at a time and cover water, especially like what we're doing now as far as pitching jigs in shallow water, if you have 2D sonar, like I'm staring at my sonar and we're in 7 feet of water, if you're using a cone that's just shooting right below the boat, you're missing an opportunity to see a lot of fish out to the side if you don't have structure scan. And so it's nice to be able to drive in this shallow water. And that goes for Winnie, Leech, Mille Lacs, any of these lakes where you're pitching shallow. Structure scan is just, it's probably the most powerful tool I use, because I can drive, you know, in that shallow water, shoot out to the side without spooking fish, see the fish, mark them, turn around, and pitch on those schools of fish. And, you know, the clarity of these new electronics is amazing. 5, 6, 7 years ago, the side scan, structure scan, it was really hard to see fish. You could pick them out in the sand, but as far as in weeds or rocks, it was tough to see fish. Now, you can see fins on the fish. Hmm. And so having that kind of at your disposal is really a game changer, and it's changing, you know, how we fish and where we fish. You know, a lot of times I'd pull up to an area, and like other anglers, you got to kind of turn the boat sideways, flip drift, and fish that area. Well, now I just drive down the edge, structure scan. If I don't see walleyes, I don't stop. And so, it's just really important, really useful tool in finding fish quickly and getting to the spot on the spot.
If we want to find out everything there is to know about Tony Roach, where do we go?
You can go to roachesguideservice.com. You can also Google Tony Roach Fishing. I put a lot of fishing information out there, whether it be fishing reports, little tidbits about angling. some insights into, you know, just small things I do to put more fish in the boat. So, yeah, Roach's Guide Service, follow me on Facebook, Google Tony Roach Fishing, all of the above.
Okay, and still have some spots available if somebody wants to go fishing on Mille Lacs with you?
Yeah, we do. We've got some openings still in June and a few in July, so we've got a couple openings, but it's starting to fill up fast. You can tell the calls and emails have really been rolling in over this last week with the governor started loosening up on things. I think people are ready to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
And you can get a hold of you through your various social media pages and websites?
Yeah, they can go right to my website, roachesguideservice.com, click on contact, and it'll send an email right to me.
All right, Tony Roach, outstanding guide in Paul Bunyan country, spending a lot of time this spring so far on Mille Lacs and having success. Tony, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck fishing to everybody.
Now we're going fishing. Paul Bunyan country.